we'll go back to the Rashi. Okay, so the Mora comes out that in case a person was forgot Shabbos and Malachis, she's chayav one. Tanan, we learned in the next mission, the Mora went through this conversation before. Abbas Malachis are b'ayim chasar achas, v'aviren bo minyan olam ali. Abbas Malachis are 40 minus 1, 39. And why did it have to tell me that it's 39? Just list them and enumerate them, and we will realize that it's 39. The reason why it said, it stressed that there are 39 of them, to tell Yoshim also on Kulam Behelam Echod, Chai Bokal Achas Ba'achas. We have a scenario where a person, without having multiple forgettings, which are Chai Nukarbanas, no matter what, with one forgetting, can be chayv in all of them. So Morris says, so what is that case? Iyamrit bishlomo helem zeb zeb yodoy chayv kol achas v'achas shaper. If you tell me that forgetting both is still chayv for each one, so I'm comfortable with that Mishnah. Well, Iyamrit that helem shabbos v'yodoy ena chayv ala achas, the person is loses the awareness of Shabbos also, he's only chai of one, not 39, not for each malacha. So where's the case? So hechi mishkachazob, where's the case of Bezodin, where's the case that he's chai of? So where's it's very simple, Bezodin Shabbos or Shigas Malachas. Whereas about Hanicha, Isavu Lakrabiachon and the Omer, Kimin Shashag Bikoris, Alpishahiz Belav. So Mishkach is Lord, the other the Shabbos Belav. So, okay, the question is okay, so where is his awareness of Shabbos? So the Morris says, if you tell me that you don't need awareness of Shabbos to be Chayav in each one, so that's fine. But tell me you must have awareness, where is the awareness? So, Karna Biachonon, he could be aware of the lav and forget the chorus and also be chayav a korban. But Ali Sabalok for Bishim and Melokish, Domer Ashish, the lav of the chorus, if a person's aware of the lav, he's not chayav a korban. He has to forget both the lav and the chorus. So, Yodale Bishabbos B'mai. So, what was the case? If he's chayav in all 39, it means he's not aware of any of the melokhas which are ulcers, what way does he know about Shabbos? The Tchum and Baliba Rabbi Kiva. So Morris gives the same answer he gave before. It would be a case of Tchum according to Rabbi Kiva.
Do we know why the scholars brought down twice? I don't know, it just seems
if I actually recall correctly, it's done brought down three times. okay. Well, I mean, why does the Morris go through all the stages, the steps of it? Again, I mean, the Morris really in other words, the Gemara really basically had hoped to find, obviously they think the answer of Tchumen and Libet or Bekiva is not one of the most preferred answers to the Gemara. That's what I think that's the Gemara had hoped, because had the answer been over here Helam Sebez Biyado is Chai V'Kalachas V'Achas, so then we have no longer have a need to say Yadon Libet Shabbos. That's what the Mor really is telling us. Now, that's not 100% correct, because I'm sure what does the Gemara gain? You'll gain the second Mishnah. How's it possible to chayav lamates? You know, lamates. But how would you understand the first Mishnah? Mezodin Shabbos of Shigas Malachas. So that's not a problem, because you can learn the first Mishnah. He remembered Shabbos by remembering that Bishul is also, but he forgot that Berurah is also. And he forgot Berurah and Kurtzer, but he remembered Sheik. Right? Mama taught me, Chol can't cook on Shabbos, you have to have Chol for Shabbos. That he remembers. But Zareya, Kurtzer, Kurtzer, that he doesn't know. So he's Chai for each one of those things. So the first Mishnah says Zon Shabbos, Zon Shabbos would mean he's aware of Shabbos in one thing, and he forgot the other malachas. But the second Mishnah tells me that it's possible to get all 39 malachas at one time. So then Gemara in the Veltz out. What does he know about Shabbos? So the Kasha is never from the first Mishnah. So it's from the second Mishnah. So the second Mishnah doesn't say it was other than Shabbos. So the second Mishnah I can understand was Shigas Shabbos, Shigas Malachas, Shechai B'Kalachas V'Achas. So the Gemara had was hoping for now a avenue to understand that second Mishnah better than which we had before. Are those the Gemara saying, are we forced to go and understand the Mishnah like we did before? The Gemara says, yes, you're going to be forced to, and the Gemara then reiterated what you're stuck with. I think that's the flow of the Gemara. Okay, let's see Rashi. Rashi Zebizeb, Shabbos and Malachus. He forgot both Shabbos and the Malachus. Mahu. Chayim al achas al kulon, or al kol achas va achas. Can we boil it? The question is, the Hotan of Leah, we learn Shagam Bezeb, Ubezeb. So we said before, well, if you forgot both, there's no question that's called shege. But ma'olich yuve is chada. Did you mean it's the shege which is chayiv one, or the yuve akulu? Are you chayiv in each one? We mastish on the shege ichu Shabbos the eno chayiv ala achas. The first case of the Mishnah, where you forgot Ikur Shabbos, that's irrelevant to our discussion. Neshechech Ikur Shabbos Chadash Shkogehi. There, it's clearly one. There's the concept of Shabbos is forgotten from him. That's the root of the problem. Can you boil it? But Yudei Ikur Shabbos. But Malachus Halalu and Yudei Asher Asuras. He knows about Shabbos. He was not aware that these malachos are asim. Void nela mimenu shayem Shabbos, and he also meanwhile forgot that today was Shabbos. The ikul mitli shkaga akol malacho malacha. However, they ikur Shabbos. He knows about Shabbos. He has a problem. He doesn't know the malachos. The ikul mitli ahelam Shabbos. He also said we can say, brother, but right now the problem is he forgot today was Shabbos. V'chal shkaga. He said right now it's just one shkaga. Somewhere says imishum Shabbos kaparish. Zehu shapirish min aveiro, bought his copper. So the person stopped doing it, or you know, became aware that he made it, and he wants to come get a kapora. So we sort of like ask him, well, what happened? So somebody told me it's Shabbos. Imishum Shabbos, how you saw shomer loy Shabbos ayam. And when they told him it's Shabbos, upirish, and he stopped doing it. He shachot the mishum helam Shabbos how you oisus. Apparently, this person. In other words, we're going to look at each person individually and say, what was his underlying problem? Well, we're going to analyze it based on what happened, which caused him to correct himself. Well, this fellow, they told him at Shabbos. He says, are you there at Shabbos? And so then at that moment, he remembered that you can't do Berur. So the reminder of Shabbos is what stopped the Berur. See, his problem was Shabbos. Means malacha hizu. So they told him, you know, that's bur is a malacha. So he says, malacha. Oh, must be a Shabbos, right? So he remembered that it's Shabbos, and but he stopped doing the malacha because he told him it's the malacha. Rehelam malacha biyadu nizil basa malacha. So this person, the malacha would be the issue. The Gemara says, I don't understand what you're saying. The reason why that statement that it's Shabbos was significant to him because this is a malacha. The reason why this malacha is significant to him because it's Shabbos. Because Shalom Roloi Shabbos Hayyam, Heimin Shamalacha Zalolo Asuris. When they told him it's Shabbos, he realized, and therefore you can't be doing Baruch Kurtzer, etc. Yilo Asuris, Lom Husaku Lom Shabbos Hayyam. Because if they're not Asur, why are they telling that it's Shabbos? So obviously, obviously, you cannot separate the two, so that analysis is not going to work. Elo lo yishno v'eno chayv alachas. So the Gemara came to the maskana that you only have one korban. And the Gemara asked the kasha from the next mishnah. Asol kulan, asol l'kulan. So if you did everything, l'chara hayno helam zeb zebiyodei. The halal yod Shabbos b'midi. If he did all 39, he doesn't know about Shabbos. The kibbutz chol hilchisah nelamas b'menu in chilak hayom and mishar yomim. So Shabbos for him, well, he knows it's Saturday. He knows that it's Shabbos, But he doesn't know that it's Shabbos, because his Shabbos is the equivalent of, his Shabbos is the equivalent of a Tuesday, because he forgot about all the malachas. Right? So the more it would proceed. So if you tell me chayv kolachas v'achas and helam zeb v'yadoi, fine. But if you tell me not, so eli amrit, so hechem ishkachas lo din chayv inish akol chad, how can be chayv all 39? The case has to be Zoran Shabbos, the Shigas Malachas, the Mishkachas law. That's the case. Where's the Zoran Shabbos? If he doesn't know about any Malachas, it's not called Zoran Shabbos. It means being aware that that's a day, but not being aware that it has any significance, is not called being aware that that's the day. I think I recall the Lashon of Rashi, some Rashi said, like, Malon Rul Shabbos, like, what value does have to us such an understanding of Shabbos? That's, you know, to, I know that it's Shabbos. You know, because if you're in Shabbos, like, you know, that's not what it means knowing that it's Shabbos. Hanichal Rebbechon, the Mishkachos Loshalon Nelma, Mimeno Ella Hakrisis, Yedea Halavin, Behanu Zodin Shabbos. According to Rebbechon, and that's called Zodin Shabbos. All of the Lamas has Malachas, he knew that they're Lavim, so he knew about Shabbos. He just said he forgot the creases in each Malacha, and therefore he's chayav for each Malacha. Okay.
Yeah, could you've answered here instead of Tchumen, say Tefillin, according to the view, it says Shabbos is Lavim, not Tefillin.
I don't think it would work, because it's not a prohibition. It's not a chiv. It's no iser to wear tefillin on Shabbos. We have about twice the bishop saying, but it's not a iser Shabbos. I think, you know, once you tell me that knowing that say of Shabbos is not enough either, for whatever reason, you need dafka lav, I would imagine you need the lav of Shabbos. Okay. Now the Mor is going to go into a little more. We're going to move away from discussing the theoretical ideas of when it's chayv, when it's not chayv, etc., to some practical cases of impacting a chiyuv korban. For korban chatas, person has a haloma of if you got this chaylev is also, if you got this is chaylev and eats many kazesim, it's not chayv. It's only chayv one, I'm saying. If he comes aware in between and then he forgets again, so that awareness and then the forgetting again divides it into two separate shkogus, two separate halomas, and he's chayav korban on each one independently. So Mor is going to talk about that vis-a-vis Shabbos a little bit. Amar Rava, Kotzer v'tochan kegrogus v'shigas Shabbos v'zad malachas. The shir for chiyuv on the malachas which have to do with oichel is a kegurgus. So he did a katsira on a kegurgus of oichel, and then he was tochan a kegurgus of oichel of grain, let's say, whatever. And the problem over there was shigas Shabbos.
How come it's not kazayis?
How come it's not kazayis? I don't have a good answer for you.
Is it just halacha l'moshe
m'sinai? The Mor never says it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai, what the shir is, even though in general we have a clock, shir mar halacha l'moshe m'sinai, so I'm assuming that applies to this also. On the other hand, it could be it's a surah, I don't know. The shear of the chi of skila and the chi of chatas is kegurgus. Rabbi Machal, I pashed the free alocha moshe m'sinai. That remind me that came over there in Sukkah. Mor darshan's the pasuk. Shur malachal moshe m'sinai. Before the Mor gets to that, the Mor goes to the pasuk, Eretz chita v'sara. So when he gets to Tamorim, It says Kegregus. It says the Gabi Chiyuve Shabbos, or it says the Gabi Chilin Yom Kippur. Okay. And then he remembered that it was Shabbos, but then with a strange twist of the thing, but he forgot that Ksira and Tchina are also. Because of Tochan, Kegrogis, Bezodon Shabbos, was Shigas Malachas. Okay. But when he remembered that it was Shabbos, he did not recall that he had done Ketzira and Tchina. So he had not gotten to the point of a Yediyah that he had done an Aver, which would then translate into a Chiyav Chatas. Because the Chiyav Chatas only comes when the person became aware that he had done something wrong. So he woke up Shabbos morning, forgot it was Shabbos, and went out and did some Ketzira and Tchina. Right? Later on in the day, he says, popped in his head, oh, it's Shabbos today. But he forgot Tzir, and he went out and did another Tzir Tchina without remembering that in the morning he had done Tzir Tchina. So it's Betzim, it's one Haloma in the sense that he never became Chayav Karma, never became aware that there was a problem. Then, V'noid Eloi Al Tzir Tchina Shal Shigas Shabbos V'zod Malachis. Then he, later on in the day, or later on the next day, he says, you know what? Yesterday was Shabbos. You know what I did in the morning? I was Kurtzer and I was Tochan. So that's only Chayv one Chatos for the two together, because they had the problem of Shigas Shabbos. Then, because of another loy, ala Ketzira, v'ala Tchina, shal Zoran Shabbos, Shigas Malachas. And then he became aware of the second set of Averas that he had forgotten the Ksir Tchina also in the afternoon and done that. So, but when he became aware of the first mistake, the second mistake had been done already. So as soon as he became aware of the first mistake, the Chiyav Chatos, which was chal for all of the illegal Ketziras that he had done that day. Because had he done five, in other words, let's change the scenario. Had a person done five kegrogis worth of ksira on Shabbos in one helam, then remember that he had done one in the morning, it's chayv achatas, that chatas will work for all five. You don't have to remember all five, the chayv the chatas. The chatas will be kapora, it was all one halama, and he became aware of enough of the halama to be said that he's chayv after he'd already done all of them. So that korban that he'll bring will be mechaper on all five. Okay? That's correct. V'noidoloi. The pasuk always says V'noidoloi. And we'll see some interesting twists on the halachas of V'noidoloi as we go along. Okay. So now, so over here, as soon as he became aware of the illegal ketzira that he did in the morning, that'll be a kapora, zot the gemara, for that ketzira, and for the ketzira which was done b'shigas malachis in zot and Shabbos also, because those both were in a state of not being aware he had done b'chilo Shabbos, and the veira is the same veira, was hasukah malacha. So he done the veira hasukah malacha twice on the same Shabbos, two kegrogers of ketzira. So the chiyav chatas for the ketzira will be garer, will schlep along that other ketzira that only has to bring one chatas, even though the first one was Shigas Shabbos, the second one was Zoran Shabbos and Shigas Malachas. And the first one was for ketzira and tachina together. Let's say he only became aware of the ketzira. So this would be the same thing. Because the guy with the first one, he was Mechal Shabbos in different ways, but the problem was it was change the scenario. If a person was Kotzer, and he was Tochan, and he was Zora, and he was Berer, and he was Merake, the whole thing, forgetting that it was Shabbos. Then he came over and says, you know, a few days later he says, you know what? It was Shabbos, and I was Kotzer. That's all he remembers. He doesn't remember the rest of it, right? But now he's chayav a korban for the he was over los hazakam malacha five times. It's one aveira. It's los hazakam malacha. It was one halama. So again, the chatas will bring for ketzira will work for the tchina, work for everything. So the first one, all you need to remember, he remembers the ketzira. Now he's chayav a korban for the ketzira and the tchina, for and also for the ketzira and the tchina for later on, because it's all rolled into one lav. So ksira gereris ketzira, v'tchino gereris tchino. Okay, so that's the case where he became aware of the malacha that he had done b'shigash Shabbos. Now, what about the other way around? Where he became aware after Shabbos, he became aware of alnoida loy ala ketzira shalzad and Shabbos b'shigash malachas. So ketzira gereris ketzira. V'tchina she'inwa. V'tchina she'kenegda. So he was kaitzer b'shigash. So over there, that was a separate. So the afternoon malacha of ketzira and tchina were independent. Becoming aware that he was kaitzer will not help him for the tchina, because that tchina is a separate key of korban. Because over there, the problem was shigash malachas. So remembering that he was kotzer won't help him for the tchina, because even if he becomes aware of the tchina, that's a separate chiyuv. But it will help him for the earlier ketzira, because that was the same aveira. And the earlier ketzira was b'shigash Shabbos. The ketzira and the tchina are all one aveira. So the ketzira in the afternoon will work for the ketzira in the morning and the tchina in the morning, but not for the tchina in the afternoon. That's rough. Comes along Abaya. Abaya says, well, you just told me earlier that tchina schleps tchina. So since the ksir in the afternoon schleps the ksir in the morning, and the ksir in the morning schleps the tchina in the morning also, so now the tchina in the morning will schlep the tchina in the afternoon. And he's only had one chattis for all four things. Abaya Omer, tchina nami gereris tchina, the tchina is gerer the other tchina, kashem tchina achasi. Once he's having a carbon for tchina, he did tchina twice. That's called doing the same thing. That's called two chatos for tchina behelamech. And he's only having one carbon for the tchina, which means he only have one carbon altogether. Okay. So, yeah. Okay. The more it says umi is the rabba greira, this whole idea of greira, rabba holds of greira. Rabba doesn't hold of greira. Where do you see that? V'ha'itmar, we have the following discussion. Following machlokes. Ocho shnei zei sechelev behelam echad. Okay, so he ate two kazesim of chelev and one helam. Then he realizes that he ate one of them. He forgot. So on Monday morning, he ate a kazayis of chalev, not being aware that it's chalev. And on the afternoon, he ate another kazayis of chalev, not being aware that it's chalev. Then he realizes, later on that day, he realizes, you know, that what I ate in the morning was chalev. So, okay. And then, he's still unaware of what he ate in the afternoon. Then he eats a third kazayis of chalev because of ochal kazayis behalama shalsheni. Still being unaware of the second mistake, he ate a third kazayis of chalev, but not being aware. Then eventually he goes and brings a korban for the first one. The korban for the first one, if you hold the gray rule, we'll clearly schlep the second one, because it was they're eating in one halama. Summer of heavy carbon al rishon. Well, that's what we saw over here in this case also, because that was all one aveira. In other words, all one, it was shared the same halama. You're bringing a chatas for that halama, so it's mechaper everything done in that halama. Summer of heavy carbon al rishon. So a person will bring a korban intending to be mechaper for the first one that he ate improperly. So the halacha is Rishon Mesheni Miskaper, Gibel Eni Miskaper, but the third one is not going to be Miskaper. Hevi Karban Al Shlishi. Meanwhile, later on, he became aware. So what he done wrong? So Shlishi Mesheni Miskaperim, Rishon Eni Miskaper, because somebody ate the third one. He had been aware of the first one. So the third one and the first one were not in the same halama. The third and the second were in the same halama. So a kapara for number three will be a kapara for number two also, because they were eaten in the same halama. Let's say he brings Hevi Karman Alhem Soy, he brings a Karman on the second one, which was Bahalama of number one and Bahalama of number three. And he brings, later on he becomes aware of the second one, he brings a kapara for that one. So that one will be mekaper for one and for three. Niskaper kulon. Abaye omer afilo hevi karmen al echad mehen niskaper kulon. Because you say greira. Since one schleps two with it, and two goes together with three, so if one is mekaper on two, it's mekaper on three. And at three, is mechaper on two, and two goes together with one, so if number three is mechaper on two, it's mechaper on one also. So you say greater. Rabbah doesn't say greater. Rabbah just says it has to be in the same halama, and that's not a chiddush of Rabbah, that's the din of the Mishnah. So what is Rabbah saying over here, the idea of greater? Some more answers. Bosha the Shema, me Abaya, Svara, Savra. Once he heard it from Abaya, he agreed to it. Some more says, well, if he holds of greater, Ihochi, Tchino Nami, Tegara the Tchina. So let the second set of cases where the Ksira in the afternoon schleps the Ksira in the morning and the Tchina with it, so let it that Tchina be Gerer the Tchina of the afternoon, because you hold a Gerer. So where it says Gerer Islay, Gerer the Gerer Leslay, he holds a Gerer, so that's why the Ksira in the afternoon schleps the Ksira of the morning and the Tchina with it. But that tchina should now go schlep the tchina of the afternoon with it, that he doesn't hold. And that Abaye does hold. Okay. Let's see Rashi. As long as one halama. Yeah, I just gave an example. I mean, it is the same day. You know, it's all, as long as it's within anywhere within the Shabbos. Well, Shiga Shabbos, each Shabbos is Zohar Kiev. So it's not called one Halama. The point being over here that where Rashi puts it, there's the idea of Bentayim. In other words, we look at each Shabbos as the idea of Bentayim. So it was Neudaloi. So you can't schlep from one Shabbos to the other Shabbos. Shigas Malach, on the other hand, with Rashi, it's not this Taka, no Yedea Bentayim. So he could be, it's all one Halom from one Shabbos to the other. I mean, you could theoretically have a case, from one Shabbos to the other. No, because then you have then Bichal saying you could have a case where he forgot it was Shabbos and he did Ksir and Tchina. Then he remembered it was Shabbos, not being aware of what he did wrong in the morning. He remembered it was Shabbos and he was Chai, but he did another Ksir and Tchina. And then the second Shabbos he did also with Shigas Malachas, he did Ksir and Tchina. Then he became aware of the Shigas Malachas on the second Shabbos, so that's the same aver from one Shabbos to the next. So the Kapara on the second Shabbos work for the first Shabbos also for what he did in the afternoon, let's say Shigas Malachas, and you'll have a greater din for the things in the morning, because that was one halama, right? But that's the same case over here. It was not a lawyer in the. So, I mean, it theoretically could work from Shabbos to Shabbos also. It's like Rashi, Kigrogers, Shir hu l'chol yisuri, malachas shal Shabbos ba'eichlim. All of the malachas of Shabbos have to do with eichel, the shir for the chiyuv is Kigrogers. So, Katzer Kigrogers, Metochan Kigrogers, He did ksir on that shear, he did tchin on that shear, b'shigah Shabbos, it was on Malachas, forgetting with Shabbos. The Machayev Alachad, he's only Chayev one. Then Mechazer B'Kotzer, Kegurgis, Metachon Kegurgis, B'Zadon Shabbos, B'Shigas Malachas. The Machayev Tarti, that's clearly Chayev Tudor Kaltos. V'Lar Nodal Abin Taim Shechata, but he had not, even when he became aware that it was Shabbos, he had not taken to heart, he did not recall what he had, or he had not thought of the significance of what he had done in the morning, that was called, that he had done in the Veir. So it's still one Haloma. In the first case, and the Rashi is over here, and that where, of the morning, which was Shigas Shabbos, said over there, the halacha is really clever. Oyalzu, Mikolshka Nashteya. In other words, over there, it doesn't make a difference. Even being aware of the Ksira, again, since it's all Shigas Shabbos, it was one haloma, so the kapara for the Ksira will help for the Tchina and vice versa. You know, he doesn't have to be aware of both for that to work. Then, Shashiga Shabbos is on Malachas. He had a yediyah on the case of Shiga Shabbos. V'hifrish Shchatas, and he's not for Shchatas. V'shchatas zu mechaperes al shteyem. Tochada hu de mechayev al deh. So the chayev won for both of them, and he was not for Shchatas now for both of them. For one of them, which it's all one of Eiras. So that kapara goes to is one unit. Okay. So we say Ksira Gereris Ksira, Tchina Gereris Tchina. So Ksira Gereris Ksira, Shnia, so the first Ksira, which he's Mechaper for what he did in the morning, will schlep the second Ksira, which he did in the afternoon, which was Bezodon Shabbos, Shikas Malachas, they'll go together. Tchina Gereris Esa Tchina, Ashnia, Mechaper Kula. The Kaim law, because we have a rule. Ochl shnei zeisei chelev behelam echad. Person eats two kezeisim of by chelev the shiras of kezayis. So eats two kezeisim in one forgetting. And a chayv ala achas. It's only chayv one korban. And the ma'aseh, even though the halamas were different, it was one helam because he never became aware of the chet. Mizeh she'osha shtei kezeiris behelam echad. The mice are both the veira is the same aveira. The point is doing the multiple aveiras in one without awareness is one aveira. He did lose hasim halacha of ksira twice. Well, the way he forgot the second one was different than the way he forgot the first one. Soif helam echad hu, the loy noda loy chetoy ben tayyib. Vidias chet hu de mechalekis. What separates the two is yidias chet, and that he never got to. In other words, so theoretically you would have a parallel case, let's say, by chaylev. The first class he ate, being aware the chaylev is also, but he wasn't aware this is chaylev. Let's say, for example, there's Mechos in Rekiv and Rishmol, Chelev Shaladakin, whether it's considered Chelev or not. Listen, we pass him like Chelev Aladakin on the intestines. In other words, the Chelev comes, some of the Chelev comes, the fat has, besides having the fat, it also has like a layer of a membrane over it, and some of it doesn't. It's directly attached onto the organ. So ones that have membrane are clearly considered chaylev. The ones that, which are directly attached to the organ without the membrane is a mechlokes. Okay, we pass in the tzaser. Right? So the first one he ate, he wasn't aware of his chaylev, it was shum. The second one that he ate, he thought that we pass in like, you know, we thought that this is not iser. So he's aware of chaylev, but at the end of the day, both of them are halomas. It's one haloma. Of, but it's two different ways that he was malach. It doesn't make a difference. Mercy, he wasn't. But it's two times he was unaware of the chait of eating chaylev without having idea of bein tayyim. So he's only chayv one chat. So over here it's the same thing. Rashi says. Rishana, this chatas she brings for the earlier ksira, which was ksira and tchina together, because that was two ways of being mechalal loy and sasek malacha with one halama of shigas Shabbos. Atravao Kaimi. So once it goes for the it goes for the Ktsira and the Tchina, and also goes for the Ktsira of the afternoon. Miskapra ima Ktsira, kol Ktsira sholov shenasu behelamecha. So he's being mechaper for the ksira of the morning. It's been mechaper for all ksiras, which he did in the same forgetting. V'im atchina niskaper kol atchina sholob kishasan behelamecha. And being mechaper for the tchina in the morning is mechaper for all other tchinas which were done behelam. So that's clear to me, Rabbi. Avol noda loyal ksira, achroina. He became aware of the second ksira. Shabbazodan Shabbos Shigas Malachas, he became aware of the Ksira, so that Ksira is not going to help him for the Tchina, which was done that, because that was there was a Zodan Shabbos and a Shigas Malachas of Ksira, and a Shigas Malachas for Tchina, each one independent, and each one's Chayav his own Korban. Shigas Malachas, Hivrish Alea Korban, Ho, the Korban said, Loin Shaycha Tchina She'ima. This karma doesn't impact the tchina, which the kol chad mikhayim, siras chayim separately and tchina chayim separately. If he would have now become aware of the tchina, he wouldn't say, "Well, it's all was one of it." It wasn't one of it because each one is its own chiyuv chatas. But it'll help for the ksir of the morning. Ksira Gereris Ksira Rishana. So the second Ksira will bring with it the first Ksira in the morning, and that Ksira in the morning, it and its Tchina together were one of Eru. It'll schlep the Tchina Sheima Shal Rishana, the Tchina of the morning also of the first beginning. The Tchina Achrona she connected Shal Rishana b'mekama medes, but the other Tchina remains chayv independently. And when he becomes aware of the Tchina, later on, that'll be chayv its own korban. That's what a Rava says. Abaya says, no, ksira gereris to ksira. Kemishpat the shnei zei sechelev behelam echod. Hey, that's ksira, that's like two zeisim and one helam. Mitzchina shim ksira rishona, hanam shim gereris. And then, so, you're not schlepping along. The ksira to the ksira is not called greir. That's tukadeis mehelvecha. That's not even a greir. That's called, it was all kapara for all of the veira of chaylev dom in this forgetting. But you schlep the tchina with it. That's all greir. Davogav the ikir korban lav mishum ksira de bahado asa. The korban is not coming be ikir for the ksira of the morning. It's coming from the ksira of the afternoon, and the ksira of the morning is part of that. But hoyol v'chaperle bahani ksira basraisa. But since the ksira of the morning is being discovered together with the ksira of the afternoon, remember he's not even aware of the ksira of the morning yet. But that doesn't make a difference. So then garot l'tchina shima, and the ksira of the morning is connected to the tchina, because he had two loisaska malachas together in the morning. So if you're chaper for one, you're chaper for the second one. So, girl, it's kineshima b'hadosh veshtein hoyutzluyos b'karben echad v'kipor l'zubaloisu. You can't divide the two because it's all one of Eru. And then the tchina of the morning is shleps the tchina shekneb the amed. Where is that going on? No, that's rubber stone. I'm confused. Rush is repeating himself. Sira Tchina Shekhnat the Amedism Kerma, the Grera, the Grera, Lermin, the Chapure, Tchina Achrona, Imad, Tchina Rishana. You don't say Grera to Grera works. And the once you're being Mechafer the Tchina of the morning, you're Mechafer the Tchina of the afternoon with it. Well, but if you mechaper the tchina in the morning and tchina the tchina, it's all one. That's two zaysim of chaylev together. No, the kamaisa gufa begrera he the mechaper. It's only mechaper through grera, and grera the grera doesn't work. And by the same tchina achasi, over the kamaisa gufa begrera asya, I mean grera the grera. But once you mechaper for tchina, all tchinas have to go together. So that is Abaye's response. I want to point out one thing. Rashi, in both cases, Rashi says that he was noyder loy on chet A, and he's mafresh a korban. So Tosis brings from the Ben Shmuel, that the Ben Shmuel says like Rashi, that the case is b'dafka that there was a yediyah and a hafreshes korban. Then he adds, like Rashi. Then he adds, but when did he become aware of the second aveira? In other words, what's the chiddush over here? The chiddush over here is that eventually became aware of the second one. I mean, the closer not aware of it, not aware of it. Obviously, not chayav korban. Became aware of it. We say, well, it all goes onto that korban. So, Tosis says, what would be in a case where he became aware of the first one? He was mafresh of korban. He was makir of the korban, and then he became aware of the second one. He says, then it won't help you. It only can mean this copper for that other one. It was b'shas he brought the other one. He was aware that he had done the chet. Because there's a concept called kaporah mechalekis, that the act of being bringing the korban divides it up into separate averus. So whatever was on it was on it. Whatever was not on it, because you know it's like. You know, Yediyah is you know, this is, it's not Mechalekis, but Kapora divides it up into separate Chiyuvim. Okay. Hold the Rashi's here. We still didn't finish the Rashi's. Me, said the Rabbi Greira.